Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, we're going to get into some NFL overreaction or reality here in just a moment. And coming up on the other side, how a junior college ruling could impact the world of Major League Baseball. A really fun conversation that I'm looking forward to. But we did have all of the Christmas games yesterday. We will break those down more in depth during Gridiron Gravy. That's going to be at 11 o'clock today because Mike McCarthy will be speaking at about 11:15. So our Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, will join us at 11:40 instead. So we'll break those games down at length here in a little over half an hour. But I've got some questions to ask you boys, and we are going to start with one. Even though it is NFL overreaction or reality, this is actually based off of a question or a comment, rather, made by LeBron James. After the Lakers game yesterday on Christmas Day, he had this to say.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for another gift on Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. Merry Christmas to my family back home. I'm coming home, and I love the NFL. I love the NFL, but Christmas is our day.
I love the NFL, but Christmas is our day. So 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to get involved. NFL overreaction or reality? The NFL should stay out of the NBA's lane and should have never done Christmas Day games.
Too late. You can't go back. The NFL is the most dominant league in all of sports outside of soccer worldwide. And they do what they want to do, and they have proven that they can. And it's not just about television ratings. It's about streaming rights. It's the whole nine yards. It's the big dog. And unfortunately for the NBA, the NFL decided to take some of their talents to Christmas. A lot of people, I was saying this last segment, they never pay attention to the NBA until Christmas anyway because they're so busy watching football. Well, guess what? NFL is so bold and so big. They're doing Saturdays now. They're doing Christmas Day. They're doing Friday night sometimes against high school football. They're doing whatever the F they want to do. And LeBron, if you were a younger guy, it might have made a difference. You probably got two or three years left, son. Yeah, son.
James, are you in or out on NFL Christmas Day games?
Well, I was watching it yesterday, and I was like, you know, the last time we saw live events on Netflix, the entire thing seemed to have crashed. So that was the first thought.
And you saw butt cheeks.
Right, yeah. And, you know, two things. Well, some people would argue those were butt cheeks type of games yesterday. But at the same time,
it's true.
I will say I did enjoy kind of the different Christmas Day festivities. Obviously, NBA has been huge on Christmas Day. But give us some, you know, everybody loves football during the fall and winter. Give us a little more variety. I'm not mad at it.
See, I'm going to say that this is overreaction, that the NBA just owns Christmas Day sports programming. I'm all for having more sports on days that I am not working, because what do I like to do in my free time? Watch sports. And I feel like that's a lot of Americans, is whenever you have the family around and you have all the kids running around and everything, what is your one escape? Sitting down and watching some sports, no matter what it is. The NHL could have played yesterday and I would have been all in on whatever games. I wish they did too.
The NHL said, let's stay in our lane. They didn't even have games on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
And to your point, CA, where, you know, it is too late and everything. That's why I'm just saying they are asking that they should have never done it. The reason that it was going to happen eventually, and even if you just want to broaden that spectrum a little bit, the whole experiment on Netflix was going to happen. The NFL got an extra $150 million in additional TV money just from making that Netflix deal.
Mm-hmm.
And Netflix, in turn, makes a bunch of that money back, if not more, and profits off of it because they can sell ads for six figures. And they have, it's Netflix, they have their own original program. You saw a whole section during the Steelers game of people dressed up like Squid Games characters promoting the show, which, guess what, comes out today.
Mm-hmm.
So literally the next day, the show that they're promoting is coming out. So it makes more sense than not to try this thing out. And they hired CBS's production crew to run the game. So they had CBS commentators like Nate Burleson, Ian Eagle, so on as JJ Watt. They had him in the booth, but they're also running ads for CBS broadcasts and CBS TV shows. So the NFL benefits from this in so many ways, more than just one. And one more nugget about that. Netflix says that viewers from over 200 countries tuned in to Chiefs versus Steelers, and nearly one third of all active Netflix viewers during that time window were watching that game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people.
And to show you about a lot of people and eyeballs and clicks and streams or whatever you use as metrics, this is not a coincidence that Beyonce did a halftime. We're going to talk about that halftime a little bit later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But just know this. It was in Houston, where she's from. They were calling it the Beyonce Bowl because the Beehive is worldwide. We're talking about her fans. It's kind of like the Kansas City Chiefs are not mad that Taylor Swift is a fan of their team and her boyfriend plays tight end. Beyonce, if she says, hey, I would do a halftime, can't be a Super Bowl halftime. Well, Christmas Day, that's big. And guess what? I'm in my own hometown of Houston. I can get my part out of it, just like CBS and cross-promote. It just was a win-win-win all the way across, because there are people who didn't care about football at all, including all the women in my family. It's the Beyonce Bowl. I said, what's the Beyonce Bowl? You mean you don't know? I wasn't aware, but I found out.
NFL overreaction or reality? Russell Wilson should not return as the Steelers quarterback next season.
I'm thinking it's an overreaction. I think people are saying that because they're like, oh, well, he's just like Kirk Cousins. But guess what? He had a history of being bad in Denver. I think the bad in Denver thing was his own fault, but at the same time, I don't think it was totally skill-related. I think it was a power trip-related thing. And so him with Pittsburgh, you can't erase what he did when he took over for Fields. With that being said, he's not coming off of an injury like Kirk Cousins. He's not – he's older, but guess what? There's a lot of older quarterbacks. I don't think he's done, and I don't think he shouldn't not take another snap. They've lost three straight games, but guess what? It's not all on him.
The Steelers played three games in 11 days, all three of those against teams with 10-plus wins. The offensive numbers weren't good, but neither was Russ. Pittsburgh averages just 280 yards per game with 13 offensive points per game over those past three games, all with Wilson at quarterback, obviously. He completed just 64% of his passes for 550 yards with three touchdowns to two interceptions and an 82.2 rating. He's also taken 10 sacks and has just a 73.3 passer rating when facing the blitz during that three-game skid. So he's under heavy pressure.
Mm-hmm.
He's not making good decisions with the football, which you saw one of those interceptions he threw yesterday over the middle into the back of the end zone into double coverage when George Pickens was wide open in single coverage on the left side of the field because the safety read Wilson's eyes and went to center field and intercepted the pass. So if you watch the games, you see some where you say, like you were saying, okay, I get it. He was under duress, whatever. But then there's some really ugly decisions. And he's just holding the ball a lot longer because he still thinks that he is Russell Wilson of Seattle. He thinks that he can evade all of that. He can't move the way he used to.
Exactly. In fact, McCourty, one of the McCourty twins who does the broadcasting now, a couple of years ago, he was explaining why Russ isn't dangerous anymore. And he says he doesn't extend plays with his legs anymore, and he takes too many sacks instead of just getting rid of the ball. And you just nailed it.
From the 817, they need to play Jaylen Warren as running back one, though, too. Harris is washed. And I think I think that's why they probably declined that fifth-year option on Harris, too, is because they know that we got what we could out of him. We need to get ready to move on, and I think Warren will see a chance at least to be that guy because that fifth-year option is declined on Najee Harris, and he's going to be gone soon.
His was so wild. No one saw Pittsburgh being this good a month ago. You follow where I'm going with this? It was like, okay, that division is the toughest division in sports, and now we find out it's the NFC North, not the AFC North. But still, Baltimore, you already knew, and they just added Derrick Henry. Oh, they got to be the favorite. Wait a minute. Guess what? You got a couple of other teams that are always there and looking good, and Pittsburgh just added Russ. Well, wait a minute. They got Fields, too. That team's not going anywhere. And guess what? They started going somewhere. So it's where's the bar? What is the expectation level?
Sticking with the Steelers, because it is Kevin Hagelin's favorite team, it is well documented. Mike Tomlin should be let go as the head coach of the Steelers after
this
year.
Does he win too much?
Overreaction or reality? I bring this up because I saw lots of fans on Twitter yesterday and even some local media out in Pittsburgh screaming for his job after yesterday's game.
His was so crazy. The man doesn't have a losing season. We know that. Nobody likes a 500 league. He's already won a Super Bowl. We already know that. Do you know what the teams that would snatch him up in a minute? Again, sometimes the squeaky wheel gets the most noise. That doesn't represent everybody. It definitely doesn't represent the entire organization. And imagine what you don't know what he does. The culture in that locker room. You didn't know about Antonio Brown till he left, did you? That's all I got to say.
James, how do we feel about Mike Tomlin?
I mean, if you're going to think about letting go such a legendary coach and that, you've got bigger problems to worry about. I mean, you see time and time again, and again, there's multiple instances where we've seen Pittsburgh not have a successful season, but do we still believe in Mike Tomlin as a head coach? Abso-freaking-lutely. There's nothing. He's going to go down as one of the greatest coaches in the game. I mean, he's kept that job for a reason. They're not just having him around just be like, well, we don't want to, you know, get rid of a household name. No, he's good for a reason. He's in that position for an exact reason.
And you see that the locker room has his back no matter what. He is a true leader of men. I mean, in a weird way, it's almost like they're the AFC's Cowboys because you hear the same things. You know, the outside noise calling for the job of the head coach, but everybody in that building is so blatantly dedicated to him, and they are in love with the idea of keeping him as their head coach because they believe in him. They believe the vision, and I will say that I feel like their front office in general is not the best. I don't think they help him out. They kind of, just like the Cowboys, they help him be good enough, and that's it. They don't do anything else. Like, they don't develop the quarterback. What do? They go and get Justin Fields for cheap, and they get Russell Wilson for cheap, and they say, well, we got options here. They were doing, almost in training camp, quarterback by committee, which we talk about here all the time with our running back situation in training camp. If you ever say anything blank by committee,
you are
setting yourself up for failure before day one, even the sun rises on day one of the NFL season. You are setting yourself up for failure. So I think that he has done nothing wrong. If anything, I think it's more of an indictment on the front office.
Yep, and think about this. Name the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback that followed behind Ben Roethlisberger all the way to Russell Wilson. Think about it.
They had a dude named Duck.
And they've never had a losing record. They've made it to the playoffs most of the time.
It's incredible.
And by the way, Tolo's texting in. My voice is hoarse. I'm not sick at all. I don't feel bad at all. I've just been talking on the radio every day and doing Maverick games at night and Cowboy games and stuff. So
I want to bring up a point about going back to the Russell Wilson thing. Remember, like, before the season started, you and I had a show and we talked about how none of us should pay attention to Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and now Russell Wilson is looking so successful with this team. He's just looking a ton better than I think a lot of people predicted. We're like, well, you know, you have 1A, 1B and Russ and Fields, but now you look at everything and Russ looks like he can be a consistent quarterback and try and get the job done.
From the 214, this is great. You're going to like this, CA. Talking about the Najee Harris thing, they said, please don't talk about washed up running backs with no contract coming on this station. Jerry's going to hear that, and he's going to go looking for them this offseason. Yeah. Washed up running backs that have nothing left to give, give them that one-year deal. That sounds great. Mm-hmm. Him and Rico Dowdle going to tear the league down. There you have it, NFL overreaction or reality right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, no Mike Bassick today, but we are going to talk some baseball because there's a junior college ruling that might and probably will impact the game of baseball at the collegiate and major league level. We'll talk about that next here on the KNC Masterpiece.